He's deleted.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen?
When you clapped the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Quality BLC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice. Today is our third show in a row. We are on fire. Mike is in Jersey. Rob is on this one. So let's get ready for some great boxing talk. We got the Twins back in action. And by Twins, I mean Lions in the camp. Lions only. Houston, stand up. Jermell and Jamal Charlo to flip a coin Thursday at a New York City press conference to decide which brother is the main event since they're both so hot. And on the undercard, we're hearing Dominic Brazil. This is what we're going to be talking about. We're talking about Jamal Charlo taking on Willie Monroe Jr., a common opponent with Gennadyevich Golovkin, and we're talking Jermell Charlo taking on Tony Harrison, common opponent with numerous fighters in that junior middleweight division. So this is what we're going to be talking about. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And listen, don't type when you can Skype. Add Nestor Gibbs at NestorGibbs. And like our previous shows today, we're trying to have a contest here. We're trying to see how many sheep are out there. So all the sheep hit the thumbs down, and all the true boxing fans, all the ones that enjoy boxing and don't care of what network, we just want to talk fights and watch fights, hit that thumbs up. Sheep. Thumbs down. Real boxing fans, thumbs up. Let's go. We're going to go on out to someone that feels like we haven't heard from this guy in ages. In the UK.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce. You can all have it, Dominic Brazil. Whoever else is in America too. All of it.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Time to bring a little bit of balance back to this crazy podcast. You know, Nez out here telling the world Eddie Hearn's stuttering and everyone's sheep. And, you know, if you want to talk about stuttering, let's not forget.
If I ain't 50-50, I'm gonna just put it like this.
You know, that was my question when on the Patreon, but yeah, Charlo Twins back in action. They said Houston stand up. Well, Houston stand up, get your plane ticket because you got to go to New York for this. Why the fuck they're not fighting in their hometown? Crazy, you know, these two guys.
Because don't forget that the Brooklyn Barclays Center has a long-standing deal with PBC, so they're the face.
Have you no manners? This is guy intro. Let my man get
yeah,
his
intro. Yeah, because I know where he's coming from.
It don't matter.
I know where he's coming with his little intro. Robbie Hearn, you know, angle, and he's trying to say that these two brothers deserve to be in their hometown and yada. I know the angle.
That's why we have a show. But now we have intro.
Dog, listen.
Let's make it listen. Intro.
I tried, everybody. I tried to, you know.
Wakanda in this motherfucker. I made a best man win. That's it. You want to shout out the crown, you come for the top.
It's like Vito said, Nez has been in Wilder's camp. Everybody can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Out to Mike if he's
no, Mike. You know why? Because greatness rubs off. You feel me?
Yeah, or saltiness. Fucking over to Mike if his mic's working.
man. So where are we? What are we gonna do? So go ahead, Rob. Go ahead and sprue your negativity narrative and how they should be in Houston and not be in the Brooklyn Barclays Center where they're getting a nice little site fee check.
Actually, Rob just passed the ball, so if you would.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear him.
I'll carry it on after.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up? I'm back. Yes, the Boxing Voice, Undisputed. Debate champ. You know, Mike's in the building. Put my belt down for safe keepings. But yeah, we got the Chalo brothers hit the lines only back in Brooklyn, December 22nd. Willie Monroe, Tony Harrison, though. See, that kind of made me kind of weary, but we'll get into it because I know it's kind of a setup to a bigger fight. But let's go.
I mean, feel free, guys.
Well, I didn't like Tony Harrison at first, but I know that Jerry Hurd is the guy down the line that's going to be fighting Jermell Charlo at 154. So this gives him a little preview, gives him a little exposure, and lets the fans remember how good he really is. So that gives him a big push towards Jerry Hurd and the Willie Monroe and Jermell Charlo. I'm gonna stay consistent. Terrence Crawford and Benavidez had beef. Jermell Crawford was doing Willie's last fight, and they had a little beef with each other. So hey, get in the ring, solve it, pretty much.
You said Jermell Crawford.
I said Jermell Charlo.
No, you said Jermell Crawford.
Yeah. Okay, well, so who he had beef with?
He had beef with Willie Monroe. Like during before his fight and probably after his fight, they had some words. So they supposed to be getting on for a while now. So I'm glad to see that it's taking place.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a common opponent with It's a common opponent with a Gennady Golovkin, right? Gennady Golovkin faced Willie Monroe, and yeah, it will now. You know, do something for Charlo in terms of barometer, right? Like, where is he at? It's a comparison fight at the very least. No, Rob?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not super hyped by it, but the pair of them, but not from any hate, but I just think Jermell, it's kind of slim pickings over there for who he can really fight, right? I'm not saying, oh, everything's over on DAZN, he should join DAZN. I'm not coming down that route, but who else is there? It was rumored for Selecki, but I guess that maybe be the next one. Who knows? I don't know, but there isn't a great deal left over on that side.
You know, for Jermell.
For Jermell, I don't think. Who else is there?
Well, at the 160-pound division, I mean, let's see here. You have Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin, who's a free agent, Daniel Jacobs, who, after this fight, is a free agent. I don't know if he's going to re-sign to I don't know if he's going to sign to DAZN. He's no longer will be with HBO, rather.
You would think so, though, right?
Maybe. I thought I seen a headline today say that Danny Jacobs wants, I don't know, the bag or something like that to sign with DAZN.
But to Rob's point, none of those guys are on PBC. So Jermell Charlo is kind of like,
well, again, Gennady's not on PBC or anything. And again, I was stating that after today or Saturday, Jacobs won't be on anything until he announces a new signing.
Right now, none of those guys are currently on the PBC roster. So, therefore, that Jermell Charlo is kind of like Terrence Crawford right now.
Well, Billy Joe is out there. Because your narrative is that you and Rob, let me pack you guys together, you and Rob are saying that there's nothing for him on this side of the street. But I mentioned three fighters.
Are they on the side of the street?
There's three fighters right now that are available for negotiation.
Are they on the PBC roster?
There are three fighters right now available for negotiation. What more do you want me to tell you?
I said he's on PBC. Yes,
they're available.
I know. They're a better fucking question now. But go ahead, Robbie. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. I did actually ask who's available on PBC kind of thing. But
thank you. And none of those guys are currently on that.
So wait a minute.
Roster.
So why does PBC have to get, you know, why do they have to be in this box that they could only fight PBC fighters? I mean, I see Eddie going to do promoting, you know, doing business with other promoters. I do see Bob doing business with other promoters. You know, I see all the other promoters playing well. So why does Jamal have to fight only PBC fighters? Why can't he fight Gennady Golovkin with K2? Why can't he fight Daniel Jacobs, who doesn't have a network? Why can't he fight Billy Joe Saunders, that's with Frank Warren? Why can't he fight David Lemieux, that's with Golden Boy? Probably not now that they're on the zone. Lemieux is with Golden Boy, but Martin Murray is out there. Sergey Dervichenko is out there. Rob Brandt just won a title. He's with Greg Cohen, not with Bob Arum, not with Eddie Hearn. You know, he's out there. We just talked about Solecki. He's out there. I mean, this narrative that you guys are trying to push, oh, everybody's with the zone, lies.
God, you talk about pushing narratives. Jesus.
Isn't it the same fucking narrative that you use when you try to argue against Terrence Crawford? Everybody's on that side of the street. Who's Terrence going to fight next?
Terrence is in the 147-pound division. Please, let's stick to the topic because just doesn't make sense. Okay. You know, all the names are on that side. Like, all the big names, all the titles.
All the big names are currently have a tie with Eddie or are on fucking the zone, period.
All the big names?
Jacobs has a tie with Eddie. Canelo's on
last
the
I
zone.
Checked, Rob.
Andre
last I checked,
on
Rob.
The zone.
Jacobs had
champions.
A tie with Heyman, too.
That's all champions.
Last I checked, Jacobs had a tie with Heyman, too.
But
what if Heyman tells him, yo, your son, your contract's up with HBO. Come back. We need you on Showtime.
Okay,
you
come back. All right,
then. So stop acting like that shit is a definite. Like,
he's
the fucking advisor.
He
ain't the one that advised them to go over there. He could advise them to come back. Get out of here.
How long is this a promotional contract with Eddie?
And does that matter?
Yeah, it does matter.
No, it don't.
If I have you as a promoter, you're on the contract, you're not going to fucking Showtime. You got your fucking mind.
This guy really doesn't. He ain't been watching boxing long enough.
Well, back to my question is just on the PBC side. I know you're saying he can work. I mean, earlier you done a show saying about Eddie working with Tank and co-promoting, and that, I don't know, you were kind of coming at a narrative that he's wrong for doing that, but he's done it with Beterbiev. He's doing it with who else is it? It's just
that's the problem with you guys. You guys like to be selective. I didn't say he's wrong for doing that. I said he's wrong for continuously trying to poach Gervonta in the public after his promoter denounced both offers. There's no need for Eddie to take things to the media, to have the media in turn turn around and add more fuel to the fire, get Gervonta mad, ruffle the feathers, etc.
All right, whatever. But it's just, you know, money talks, and maybe, you know, they're saying no and wanting a bigger offer. Who knows? But, you know, we all know what Eddie does.
I think this is a good fight for Charlo. Jamal, you know, it's a common opponent with Gennady, and it's pushing the issue. For those Gennady Golovkin fans, they're forced to watch Jamal Charlo, you know, take on one of their favorite fighters' common opponents, and then you automatically have that comparison.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, always interesting when it's a common opponent and someone that you're going to maybe face down the line. I mean, plenty of people saying that Triple G won't face Charlo, even though it's supposedly been mandated, but there's plenty saying that Triple G won't take that fight. Plenty saying that Canelo wouldn't take that fight.
If he doesn't take it, we'll call a duck and he'll get looked over in the rankings. He'll be further away from a Gennady Golovkin versus Canelo fight, which he was out in the media, I'm sure you've seen, saying that, you know, Canelo needs Gennady Golovkin more than Gennady Golovkin needs Canelo. If that isn't some ludicrous shit, I haven't heard any.
I've heard 365 million reasons why Canelo doesn't need Golovkin, but you know, maybe that just goes out the window as far as the Charlo fight comes along. If DAZN managed to get Triple G, you know, and
another thing for Charlo is this is a Billy Joe common opponent too.
Yeah. But I just want to bring it back to my point. You just saying, oh, Rob coming with the hating UK shit. But these two guys, the Charlos, they said about, they done an Instagram post not that long ago saying Texas or whatever, a fight, they were going to be doing a card in Texas and everything like that. But I just, you know what, these are big stars in their hometown and they're not going to get a fight there just because Brooklyn.
You're right. They're big stars. That's why a big stadium is paying big money to have them come be attractions, or excuse me, big attractions.
Yeah, but what does it attract more, a hometown crowd or a New York crowd?
No, you tell me what attracts more. What was the bigger headline? Gennady Golovkin can sell out coast to coast. Or Gennady Golovkin can sell out in his fucking hometown. No, coast to coast. So if they could come to New York City, the East Coast, and sell out, they're proven to be
sell out. When's an American's arena sold out?
I mean, 15, 16,000 is a sellout in Barclays.
Oh, all right. What's it? I thought it was like 19 or something. I thought it was.
I'm sure it holds 20, but who the fuck sits at the rafters to watch a boxing fight? Like in the rafters?
Not Americans.
Not Americans. You're right. Not Americans. But listen, we get 16,000 people in there and we're happy. UK people, you like to hang your hats on tickets, but your sales are hideous. You can't compare our ticket sales to your ticket sales. So this ridiculous notion of about the amount of tickets that you sell, it's no comparison. You got peanuts over there compared to what we're doing over here. So just not the ridiculousness.
You got
to
take into
charge more. That's why people don't go.
You got to take into
no. People don't go because we have multiple sports.
Yeah, exactly. Like last year when Wilder fought Ortiz, there was a basketball game, a UFC match, and a something else going on, and another boxing match with Sergey Kovalev going on the same night in New York City.
It's just, listen, Americans, look, we were just in Alabama. Americans are funny, bro. They care about what they care about. There's more Alabama University UA love in Alabama than there is for anything else. You just see red and white. Burgundy and white, and it's all about Roll Tide. It's all about the football, you know, team. And the football team does pack 100,000+, you know what I mean? But, like, it's football, bro. Like, you know, it's fucked up. And that's the thing. You got Americans divided into college football and college basketball and pro basketball and pro football and hockey and all this shit. Then you mix it in with the fucking tennis and the other bullshit that they watch. It's tough for us.
But isn't it maybe, I don't know, it seems a little,
listen,
they would do better selling in their hometown.
I hear you, but the last I checked, right, you know, you guys, the UK's argument is, oh, boxing is dying in America. You know, the UK, this, the UK. But last I checked, all the big shit happens here. Floyd, all his fights was here. Him being the biggest athlete being paid a couple of years ago was here. Now Canelo, same thing here. You know, like bigger pay-per-view numbers here. Like we never hear you guys doing 5 million because it don't matter because it's just so damn near free at $25. You know what I'm saying?
But where I can applaud the UK is the presentation of like the whole boxing match, the whole crowd.
Yeah, saying, production.
Whoa. The whole crowd saying, singing Sweet Caroline, the AJ coming out with the fire and lift up above everybody. And just like the whole event is really something.
Okay, but American that shit don't put you behind. On Forbes list.
I totally, it's putting AJ in Forbes list right now. I mean, he's got a lot of promotional deals and he makes about 20 some million every fight. So just saying, they're doing something right.
Again, last I checked,
it's not to the magnitude of a Floyd.
Last I checked, Floyd and Canelo broke records.
But he's making a good living.
And they're from here.
He's breaking UK records. Give him time. Come over here and have a big fight with Wilder that does 4 million buys. 5 million.
One of those is a Mexican attacking Mexico.
AJ.
Who?
Oh, okay. Like the
he gonna fight who?
I forgot. We just left Wilder's camp. Who?
No, but he's
fuck
gonna
AJ.
Who's he gonna fight?
I'm just saying, man.
He said if AJ fights Wilder, they could do 4 million buys.
If it keeps going like being put off like the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd shit, heavyweight's last thing to go is power. So Wilder's gonna be straight to shit by 40.
Oh, so now you're saying AJ's trying to make Wilder wait.
If Wilder fights Fury, it's gonna do 2.5 million buys.
I know. Listen, I don't understand, Mike, how you go from Jamal Charlo to Wilder. This is what I'm saying about Mike. He's out of control.
I'm saying like the whole event of AJ, like you said. Nobody does big shit over in England, but AJ does. And then you start.
I ain't saying no. Again, taking my words out of context. Big shit. We talking about deals, you know, record breaking shit.
I just got a deal with the Zone. Shit, Matchroom too, and Sky Sports. Those some M's coming in.
I hear you, man.
Coming in. I mean,
so what do we think about this Tony Harrison fight with Jermell? You know, when I first seen it, I said to myself, it should be a race to see how fast he gets him out of there.
Exactly. Isn't Tony Harrison the guy that just had problems with Ishae Smith on bounce?
We would have to double check.
What else do we say about Tony Harrison?
But Tony Harrison, that he's chinny like Khan.
Right. So.
You know, but he's a good boxer like Khan. He was out boxing a couple of people before he lost. That's the worst part. I think it was Willie Nelson. You know, came from behind and knocked him out. A couple of people have come from behind and knocked him out.
Tony Wash Ishae. Fuck is Mike talking about? I thought shit. Ishae had a good performance. My bad.
But let's not forget John Jackson versus Jermell Charlo.
Yeah.
You know how that was looking. You know, Harrison is a decent boxer, but I think it's a race. You know, when is Jermell going to knock him out? Which round? How long will it take? It's a perfect opponent to continue to build the Herd Charlo story.
And if Herd's on the
because you give Charlo that opportunity to keep that knockout streak going.
And if Herd's on the Wilder undercard, then that'll be perfect to have them both fighting in the same month to where you can build towards that fight.
Who's he fighting? Isaac Lowe?
Who?
Herd. Is he fighting Isaac Lowe? That's the only name on the undercard right now.
For real?
What, Isaac Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
What weight is he?
I never heard of it, but it's probably going to be an Isaac Lowe type because he's coming off of a shoulder injury and surgery. I mean, I don't know. Does Brandon Cook, does that sound familiar? Because I've been letting you go just to bring this up later in the show.
And the
bring it up. Don't wait. If you've got some gold, go for it.
No, it's not gold. It's just that. Brandon Cook, right?
What?
Was that the rumored opponent for Kell Brook at 54?
I do believe
that both of these names have way more value in the sport of boxing than Brandon Cook.
All right. Well, I'm not even hating on it. I don't know.
I don't understand why we're turning our nose at this fight.
He was the only guy on the card. If that's who he's fighting, then that's who he's fighting. He wasn't taking a dig at him.
Sound like a dig to me. I know Rob better than you.
Elected hearing, I think. I ain't hating on this.
What weight is Isaac Smith?
I don't know who Isaac Smith is.
I've never even heard of Isaac Smith, bro.
Isaac Smith is Isaac Lowe for a start. Jesus.
Who the fuck is Isaac Lowe?
From Scotland.
He's on your boy's massive undercard. With Wilder's brother. Who else? Who else is on it?
See, that's all sarcasm if you don't know this.
I feel it now.
Now you feel it. This guy's too high. He can't. I see Rob coming a mile away, bro.
I was trying to give him like the fucking benefit of the doubt.
He's got to come in and be salty, bro. UK, they be DMing him like, come on, Rob, give it to Ness, man.
I don't need to give it to Ness. You give it yourself.
Hey, but what weight is Isaac Smith?
Oh my God, Isaac Lowe. Fucking hell. He's fighting TBA.
You're right. I give it to myself because I'm constantly right. The way I said that AJ and Wilder wouldn't fight.
Okay.
The way that I said it would be Povetkin.
That's because you already knew Wilder was demanding 60-40, but I'll take 50-50.
Smith box,
that's why you knew it weren't going to happen. But anyway.
Yo, look at this guy. Mm-hmm. Just, oh my God. Look like I'm not even gonna give him a shout out. What a weirdo.
He 15-0, but he got 3 draws.
Who?
Isaac Lowe.
Oh, you got his name right. Well done.
He's a featherweight, so he'd probably be fighting like Leo or somebody like that.
So see Adam what I'm Mars. Saying? So why would Rob bring him up?
Oh no, Rob was just bullshit.
You're talking about possible undercards. All we've got so far is a main event and Isaac Lowe versus TBA.
Who's reported Isaac Lowe, Rob?
It's in BoxRec right now.
Who's reported Isaac Lowe, Rob?
BoxRec.
So doesn't BoxRec put fights that are just not announced? Because you know that they do.
No, but who else was put on there and they've been removed? I can't remember. Shit, there's been about 3 or 4 names pop up on there and they've all been removed. Isaac all right,
then. So if you're answering the question yourself, you're saying there's been names and they've been removed. Why would you mention another name that could possibly be removed?
Well, he hasn't since the get-go, so I'm guessing he's definitely fighting TBA.
The salt dripping off of this guy.
Oh my God! Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Have you seen the last few shows you did?
Dude, I don't have any salt. All that will be shown on fight night. Your man just got to take the fight. We'll get this over with, and then you guys will move on to the next.
Got to take the fight.
If you would have seen what we seen in the fucking gym, you would have been like, man.
Oh, I've seen it all. I've seen all his sparring partners. I've seen Wild. It's all right.
I see the fucking sparring, though.
I'm good. It's all right. We get it. Look, I don't know. You just, Eddie come out, done a little funny interview. Apparently he was all under stress and he was all this, the pressure's on him. Jesus.
So we're not talking about Charlo anymore?
Yeah. I was trying to say it should be in Houston, and then you went down this rabbit hole about the UK shit and don't earn enough money. We got all the money over here.
Bro, you're the one brought up Isaac Lowe.
You got selective memory.
What
you got selected memory, bro?
What are you talking about?
The UK was shit, and you, just because you guys put on big events, you think you guys were doing something like that kind of shit.
That ain't what I said.
Well, something like that, motherfucker. Just abbreviated.
Abbreviated. Your face.
Anyway, look, I'm not even shitting on this fight. I'm not even shitting on these fights. I just think personally, why not give these two possibly big future stars their big hometown fight on the same.
I'm not shitting on these fights yet. I'm finding whatever I can wrong in what's going on.
I'm not saying Willie Monroe, what a shit opponent. I'm not saying Tony Harrison, what a shit opponent.
Tony Harrison is a shit opponent.
All right, Mike's saying it's a shit opponent. So direct your salty comments to the bloke to your right.
But I understand why, though. It's like a setup for a bigger fight down the road. You want to put those guys back on display real quick.
All right, so you understand the shitty fight. It's just any shitty fights out there. If they're
it's a shitty fight. Shitty fight was Andre versus whoever the fuck he fought this week.
Man, that guy had a fucking chin.
Did you watch it?
But that's post. That's post. All right. You can't watch the fight and then say it was okay. No, before. Did you want that before?
I mean,
anyone want it?
Hey, father, the guy popped for fucking PEDs.
It's not the fans' fault. You're absolutely right. It ain't the fans' fault.
So nobody's at fault. So next man up.
That's a lot. Football. You could have got a better replacement than that.
He's ranked number 2.
He could have got someone.
He had to say no.
Next man in the division. There's
Eddie. Got to pay him a say no.
Not the division, Rob. Learn boxing. In the sanctioning body, not the division.
Body. Obviously, it's in the
that's
division.
That's my problem. That's my problem. That's okay, though, bro. No, that's not what he meant.
Yes, it is. What top, he meant.
This is what I meant.
The division, and then there's top people in the sanctioning.
I didn't mean it. It is what I meant.
There's two different things: being top in the division and top in the sanctioning body.
I meant the sanctioning body. You just decided to say no. He didn't mean it, but I did mean that.
Because if we're going based off sanctioning bodies, just keep in mind when Kell Brook was champion, he had fucking 3 defenses versus nobodies because of the sanctioning bodies. You know, Kell Brook versus JoJo Dan versus fucking Kevin Bizier, and I'm sure someone else could mention the other one. So you know, sanctioning body rankings don't mean shit.
Man, I fucking hate to agree with Ness, but I got paid. So OJ Simp, I was at the Andrade fight last weekend. After round 7, we left. Because it was so obvious he was crushing garbage card. Beer was even too expensive. $15?
God. So that's how he's trying to make all the money for the seeds that he ain't sell?
God.
$15 beer?
Got your fucking mind. I'm bringing
$15. How much you paying for a pint over there, Rob? Yeah, don't lie now. Don't try to get it to the same price.
Let me think. How much is Eddie charging me for a beer? Fuck it. Eddie's setting the beer prices. Get the fuck out of here.
Beer's over there, though.
Oh, of course he's in charge of concessions, Rob. What's wrong with you? Oh. If Mayweather gets a cut of hot dogs being sold, how the fuck is in Eddie? Get out of here, bro.
Yeah. All right.
But man, anyway, back to the fucking
topic. Wait a minute.
The Lions only are back out.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I care. I'm actually excited about this coin flipping. Like the fact that they're gonna flip a coin to see who's main event, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool as fuck.
That's interesting.
Yeah. About you, Rob.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Yo, where's Cal Brook, by the way? The Zone got all them dates. What's going on?
He's fighting in December. Keep up, Niz. Come on.
Who's he fighting? Brandon Cook?
No, I don't know yet. It hasn't been announced.
Tony Harrison? December.
Huh?
Tony Harrison?
No, Jamal's fighting in. Keep
remember, up. Remember when I said Kell Brook should fight Tony Harrison? People said, no, that's not. And now, all of a sudden, Harrison isn't good, but he was too much for Kell Brook.
Who's saying Harrison isn't good? Only Mike next to you.
Not you, Rob. Or Mike. Remember,
I said who?
Public. There's a public that will state and that is in the chat stating things. Keep up.
I said, man.
Keep up. And old man.
Is not there. You can't just change stamina overnight.
UK sheep. Press the thumbs down for all the UK sheep.
If you're listening right now, press that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And if you really like what you're hearing, go over to theboxingvoice.com/patreon.com and go ahead and sign up. We've got a lot of nice perks.
Hitting the thumbs down lets us know you're a UK sheep.
And also, if you really, really, really love us, you can go to the Boxing Voice website and click on our Amazon link so you can do all your shopping.
Hitting the thumbs up means that you're a sane boxing fan.
Oh. You know, yeah, hit thumbs up if you agree with me. Hit thumbs down.
No, if you're a sane boxing fan that just loves boxing, you don't care about Showtime, the Zone, and him and that, you just want to see good fights, you're hitting the thumbs up.
There's no button for Nez.
If you're an insane boxing fan who's a sheep that you only care about what one promoter says out his mouth or what one fighter says out his mouth or what one fighter doesn't say or what one, you know, publication prints. Hit the thumbs down.
Why are we calling people?
If you was a viewer, you need a third button to press.
Possibly, but I'm not. I'm a host, so I only give two.
Yeah, you're neither a sane fucking boxing fan or a fucking UK sheep.
I don't know. I have the Zone and ESPN plus Showtime. Still got HBO. I got Stars for fucking 50 Cent just because I'm supporting him. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Everyone else does it, so all right.
Epics for the
I got epics for contender. Like, I mean, I'm not a sane boxing fan. Okay, Rob is.
I gotta watch.
Mind you, I do about 8 shows per week. I'm not sane though. I'm an insane boxing fan.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a delusional boxing fan, maybe. Exactly. I guess. You're right. Maybe Rob is right. Holy shit. So let's see. Any Skype callers?
But do we think that with this?
We carry on about this. You know, Brazil. Do we think Brazil?
Brazil's going to be on the card.
Is that official, though? Who's saying
that? Benson said that Brazil said he's on the undercard. So.
Come on, man.
Well, can't we do rumor or we do speculation? Can't we do that?
We have to say that. Rumored.
And it only makes sense for him to be on the card against a person who's not really that big of a threat. But just to keep him active while he waits his turn for his shot at the title.
I say put him through the ringer, man.
Speaking to the monkeys.
I say put him through the ringer. Give him a real fight. You know what I mean?
Why put him through the ringer?
Because he thinks he deserves. He thinks he deserves a shot. So let's see him earn it.
He deserves shit. The WBC thinks he deserves it.
Well, the WBC fucked up when they made Eric Molina versus Brazil some sort of eliminator is what they called it.
Call him spade a spade.
I just did. The WBC fucked up when they made Eric Molina an eliminator. Like,
so why?
Should I repeat myself again?
Now what I'm saying, so why trash Brazil? They fucked up.
I'm not trashing Brazil. You said put again, in the ringer. Again, I'm just a he logical. I'm just a logical boxing fan. I live in reality, and reality tells me he didn't do enough. The same way UK boxing fans say Wilder didn't do enough, Brazil ain't do enough.
Don't matter. He mandatory.
All right, that's fine. Well, like Deontay Wilder told him.
Uh-oh, you start talking like me and Wilder now.
Like Deontay Wilder told him, he'll make him wait for 2 years.
Oh, okay. 2 years, please.
Can't 2 years.
Well, that's what he said. You're
listen,
right.
Listen to me. Thank you, man. Forget what Wilder says. When are you going to fucking learn that I've been doing this too long? What is the WBC going to do? They're going to strip Wilder and take what? 3% of Dominic Brazil's purse? Come on, bro. Stop it, man. Think with your fucking head.
I understand, but...
No, you don't understand. You see Canelo fucking physically denouncing the belt in public. And they come back and they kiss his ass. Why? Because they need him.
They got to.
They need him.
They understand.
You don't make no money as a sanctioning body without the fighter.
Maybe the WBC will wait and see what numbers.
We've said it for so long that the belts, fighters need the belts till they don't need them no more.
True.
You need the belt so you don't need it.
Yeah. So are we going to try and figure out an opponent for Brazil? Speculate a little?
I mean, go ahead. You obviously got somebody you want to throw out. Throw them out.
No, I obviously haven't. I'm just saying, are we going to, who do we think?
I don't really know who. Let me look up, let me see who's in that division.
We got Chisora. We got,
it's not going to be anybody good.
Gerald Washington.
I doubt it. Washington was already like rumored for the
Joe Joyce.
And, you know, even that was too fast.
Oh, Joe Joyce told PBV he's going to be on the undercard, right?
Who?
Joe Joyce said he was going to be on the undercard for Wilder. So
everybody's on that motherfucker. Let's see. So realistic opponent for Brazil. I'm going to say Adam Wanaki is not realistic.
Nope.
Stiverne.
Dominic Stiverne is a possibility.
What about Bermain Stiverne?
Yeah, Bermain Stiverne is a possibility. I said Dominic Stiverne.
Maybe that could have been like the hashtag.
Yeah. Well,
Brazil Stiverne, maybe. Help.
Yo, he throws on his Striber, but it's Brazil Stiverne.
So tight.
So Joseph Parker's fighting Junior Fa. Luis Ortiz is waiting on Dillian White. Tyson Fury's tied up with Deontay Wilder. Alexander Povetkin is on a 90-day layoff. Gerald Miller is waiting on Fredzo Kendo. I mean, Brian Jennings is with Top Rank. Chisora. Maybe Chisora because of the new Hay signing, Hay being, you know, affiliated with Ringstar. I could see Hay happening. Ruiz is with Top Rank. That ain't happening. Martin just lost. That ain't happening. Hellenius, common opponent with Dillian White. I could see that. Duopai, bring him back out. Eric Molina, bring him back out.
No, you don't want to see
very quick. I've just put something together in my head a little bit. Obviously Chisora White has come under, you know, like it's in danger, might not, because Chisora wants more money. And Eddie did say he thinks that December 22nd will go ahead here in the UK, but he said there's a chance he could go over and fight in America. And that they were working on other opponents. So maybe it could be Dillian White Brazil. I know that's a bit of a reach. Maybe is Brazil.
Nah, because I watched the interview and he said his own December card. And I remember Coogan saying, you got a card in December? He was like, yeah, we're thinking about it. So it's definitely not this.
No, and then he said he could possibly go over to America and fight. So and they were talking to other opponents, not named Chisora, because of the development. So I'm just, like I say, I'm reaching a little bit. I'm just putting that together.
Let's not forget, Ortiz needs somebody to fight.
Huh?
Ortiz is definitely rumored to be on this card. He's definitely still going to be on this card. Even if he signs with Eddie, he's got that one fight on the Wilder card first.
Yeah, I mean, there was slight rumors that he could be on that November 17th card that with Big Baby, Clarissa Shields, Rios.
I doubt it.
No, I doubt it as well. I think that was just
That's pushing too close.
Eddie was maybe throwing that out as in, you know, we're talking to Ortiz and just,
he's just trying to get eyeballs on that November 17th.
But yeah, maybe. But yeah, I think he probably will go, like you say, go ahead on the December 1st card, and then whether they sign with Eddie or not.
Yeah, I spoke to the team. That's what they said they were doing. Now, if Eddie sends some other phenomenal offer that changes their mind, but yeah, that Wilder card, if that's out there for them, they still want that, and then they'll consider whatever three fight Eddie's talking.
Somebody said in the chat, what happened to Charlo versus GGG?
GGG don't want that sauce.
He ducking.
He don't want that mustard base sauce or ketchup sauce. Yeah,
no, he don't want none of that.
He don't want none of that hot sauce.
He wants some of that duck sauce with that soy sauce. He wants some of that Rayota Marota. That's what he want.
My boy Rob Brandt took care of that. Took I don't see nobody out. Giving me shit about that. Salute Robert Brandt. Stand the fuck up.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because people were like, no, Ness, your guy. And look. Come back off a loss and win a fucking world title, baby.
And shout out to Daniel Alvarez for the interview prior to the fight.
Well, I mean, you know, it is an interim belt, though. It's an interim belt.
Is it interim or regular?
Regular belt.
Regular. He's the second in line. He's under Canelo. That's good enough.
And that puts him in line for Canelo, like Baby Miller was saying.
You know, it ain't like a silver belt. Like, silver belts, they don't get no recognition because they don't mandate the super champ. So we always forget about the super champ, and it's always usually a dude that could get to do whatever he wants, like a Floyd, like a Colo, like a Canelo. If you think about it, WBA
they did mandate. The mandate.
Yeah, just AJ.
No.
And Gennady and Golovkin.
Yeah.
I mean, Gennady and Jacobs, but they didn't mandate Sosa and the one that Cesarel Corrales.
That's true.
So are you hoping Eddie throws some design money towards Rob Brandt, your boy?
I mean, I will.
I mean, Rob Brandt is with Greg Cohen. I think that Eddie should try, but I think that, and I know that he hasn't. So, you know, probably too late, right? Because he didn't give him a call at all. You know, so maybe my boy Rob ain't liking that shit. Maybe a little salty. Like, why my phone wasn't ringing? Don't call me now. Back then, didn't know me. Now I'm on, all on me. Said back then, didn't know me. Now I'm hot, they all on me. Mike, who? Go ahead, Mike. You know you like that.
Is that fucking Chameleon or something? But
I think that was Paul Wall.
Don't ever disrespect Chameleon.
That was Paul Wall. Who was that? Who was that?
That was Mike Jones.
Oh, Mike Jones.
But what if Eddie calls him now and says, do you fancy designer looking at
this? I think it's too late because the interest
finish. What if he calls or DAZN call and said, you feel like you might want to fight Canelo?
I think it's too late, Rob. Didn't you hear the news that Bob Arum has a rematch?
Want a big fight?
I said, I think it's too late, Rob. Didn't you hear the news that Bob Arum has a rematch clause?
Absolutely, and supposed to be rematch.
What, that's the end of his career? Fuck out of here. Come on.
No, that means he's got to win again, so he can't go nowhere.
In Japan, though. Not
in Japan, yeah. They trying to send poor boy to... I can't wait to talk to him. Don't go over there. I mean, it's life-changing money, though. You know they're going to offer him boatloads of cash.
Got to.
Yeah, but he done it before. I'm sure he could do it again. And then could he maybe get the phone call to fight Canelo?
Absolutely. I mean, hell yeah. If you beat Ryota, Toyota, Marota, Kolota on the road in front of 17 million, what is he?
We're going places.
What is he, though? He's what? Japanese? In front of 17 million Japanese viewing boxing fans. Yeah, man. You gonna, yo, his dollar, his purse has increased with the win, just the win alone. So now a definitive win again is the stamp. And it's on the road. First of all, he's going to get the boat for going. He's going to need a fucking boat to carry the cash because he's going over on the road. So hell yeah. I mean, for Canelo, you tell me who else is going to be more talked about. You know, Bob isn't going to stop promoting Rob Brandt versus Toyota Corolla because his interest is in Toyota Corolla. So it's still going to be splattered across ESPN. Out of all the middleweights, who's going to be getting the most shine?
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. I mean, Rob Brandt could come out of this looking like, yo, shout out to Rob Brandt that for years has been the only fighter signed up to Patreon, and he's a fucking champ, bro.
Oh, shout out to Rob Brand.
Yeah, he's been a Patreon for years, bro. For years. That's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? The world.
Shout out to him, living his best life.
Who?
Living his best life.
Who is?
Who's supporting the Boxing Voice?
Hell yeah, bro.
If he keep winning, man, he got a great
We did a hotel room with a hotel room interview with him. You know what I'm saying? Damn. He relocated. Yo, we were all nervous too. I mean, we were nervous. We said, damn, he's not with Derrick James anymore. Why? Yep. Oh, what happened? He switched to Muhammad Mustafa. Excuse me.
Seemed like the perfect guy for him though. Like the interaction.
Eddie Mustafa Muhammad, he switched to.
Yeah, the guy that I seen interaction in the corner was a lot smoother, a lot calmer, and looked like they had a good come up.
That used to be Badu Jack's coach, people.
I know, yeah.
A lot of people's coach, and he used to be light heavyweight champ of the world. But yeah, man, let's go out to these phone lines. Listen, we got a bunch of callers or a few callers, but you got to press one. I don't know if you did, if you didn't, if you're just listening, then you're listening. Skype callers, add Nesta Gibbs on Skype, be part of the conversation. And yeah, man.
Remember, we were talking about Jermell Charlo and Jamal Charlo.
Only baby.
Back in action, December 22nd, New York.
Yeah, man, that's what we were talking about. There we go. We got somebody ready, pressed one. So let's get to this. Call us.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right, I think we got a new caller here, guys.
New caller intro. Are you a new caller? Yes or no?
If you're a new caller, say your first time caller. We're going to the 603-809. 603-809. First time caller.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's OJ.
First time caller?
Yeah, first time caller.
All right, we need your name and where you're from.
We're going to get and play this first time caller intro. Then we're going to get your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
It's OJ from New Hampshire.
All right, OJ, talk to us.
Yo, so yeah, I was at the Andrade fight the other day, and man, that shit sucked. That was, dude, I mean, obviously he was cruising after round 7, but dude, that was dog shit. Most like, did you guys watch all the card or just a few fights?
I watched a few fights.
Did y'all see the Farmer fight?
Yeah, Farmer look really good. Got him out of there quick.
Dude, his fucking hands are fast as shit. The only other time I saw him was when he fought on, what was it, HBO last year?
He fought that Chinese dude.
Yeah. But no, that was really the highlight of the night. Otherwise, yeah, dude, the fucking beer's overpriced and all the fights were pretty shitty. But I just wanted to ask you guys, what do you think is next?
How was the stadium, though? How was the stadium? Like, did it look packed? Because they're saying 6,000 tickets, but did it look like that?
No, dude, it was half empty.
What was the atmosphere? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, let me just say, man, like, with a lot of, like, the local guys, you could tell when, like, the families would come and they'd be cheering for them, and then they just fucking leave right after. Oh. So it was like people were coming in and out the whole night. It really wasn't like anybody was staying for anything. There was a few people there from, like, UK and Ireland and shit. So that was cool. But, dude, the atmosphere was dead by probably the time, like, the 9 o'clock hour rolled around. Mm. People just weren't into it after the Kid Galahad fight. It was like, and people, you know, they went
win? For Andrade. Did he win? I didn't even see that fight. Did he win?
Yeah.
He won.
Galahad? Yeah.
Yeah, won for impressively, right?
Did he? Whoa.
Called out. Yeah, who he called out?
Left. Everyone missed out on Conor McGregor being there.
He said, "Carla, never fight me. He's scared."
Who, Frampton?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Frampton said he's fucking insane.
Exactly. Yeah, I heard that.
Barry's coming.
If you're listening right now, smash that thumbs up button.
Well, all right, brother.
That was wild, too, when McGregor came in. Dude. Like, everybody was fucking going crazy. There was booze, cheers, it was fucking nuts. But I just wanted to quickly ask you guys, what do you guys think is next for Andrade? Do you think that they'll just feed him to Canelo at some point because they're both on his own now?
If he's lucky, it'll be Jacobs, Canelo, or Billy Joe, one of those three.
Jacobs is apparently favorite. If he wins against Derevchenko, he's favorite to fight Canelo in on Cinco de Mayo.
That's true.
I read that. All right, all right. So you think that they'll try to get the BJS fight done again?
Yeah, I think Frank said he's appealing the ruling, so they might get the fight done again.
Yeah, Billy Joe said his caravan was broken into and Eddie Hearn and Andrade's fingerprints were found.
All right. But yeah, I'm not going to hold up the line or anything, so appreciate you guys taking my call and keep doing the show. Sounds good. All right, so buddy. Far.
Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Glad you're excited about the Charlos.
Brandon in Cincinnati, talk to us.
Yeah, as far as Jamal Charlo, I don't really like that fight too much. When they said Selecki last week or so, I was pretty excited. I thought that would be a pretty good fight.
I thought that could be
a little tricky for Jamal.
You like Selecki more than Willie Monroe?
Yeah, man. Monroe, Selecki looked good against Jacobs, man. Yeah. And he knocked out Hugo Centeno, the dude Jamal just knocked out. Monroe, against Billy Saunders, he just wanted to survive, man. And you know that's what he's coming to do against Jamal. He's just coming to survive for 12 rounds. I don't know if he got the hunger to fight, you know, and try to win anymore. I think he's just looking to get paydays. He's a permanent gatekeeper at this point. They just keep him on payroll for fights like this. Mm. But as far as Janelle and Tony Harrison, man, that's a pretty good fight, man. I don't know why people are thinking that's like a shit fight.
Bro, I've seen Tony Harrison, and it's just like the same thing. His chin is not there, and his stamina always cuts out.
Yeah,
like, don't get me wrong. When he was fighting the first beginning of the fight, he was getting that hurt, but that time started ticking.
The first 6 or 7 rounds, he was winning the fight. Like you said, he just gassed out, but. Oh, yeah, but I think that's a good fight. You know, it's not too much available, especially if J-Rock and Laura are supposed to fight. So, you know, 154 ain't that deep on that PBC side anyway. But I like that fight. I wouldn't be surprised if that was an upset because I've seen Jamel get outboxed for a few rounds. Like, what's Julian Jackson's son? He outboxed Jamel for 4 or 5 rounds, and he was losing that fight to Jackson until he knocked him out. So he can be outboxed him. He ain't looked that great against Austin Charles' last fight either. So, I don't know, man. It could be tricky. That's a good fight. I want to see that one. But as far as the Monroe and Charlo, yes, that's going to be a knockout. But that's my call, folks.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Brandon, thanks for calling in. Let's see. We got a couple other callers here. Let's see. Is Rob still with us?
Yeah. Rob is still chilling. Now, Rob, we did have a caller talking about the Charlo, so pump your brakes a little bit.
All right, 1-1. Let's see.
1-1. Really?
Go ahead.
It's the Charlo show.
Uh-oh, we got, let me see here. Another new caller?
Another new caller?
And looks that way. In Memphis, too.
Oh, 601?
No, 901. 901 in Memphis, first time caller?
Yeah, it is me. Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name. Where are you calling from?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Arthur from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, man, one thing real quick. Let Ness know he had no barbecue till he been in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. If you ain't been to Memphis, you ain't really had no barbecue yet.
We'll see.
Right. Oh, yeah, but I just want to speak on Charlo's right quick. But Jamel and Jamal, I pretty much got them winning. So I know Jamel and Jared Herb, that's pretty much set in stone for 2019. But where does Jamal go from here? Like, what do y'all think after this fight?
I mean, well, it's up to his advisor to get him them big fights with the Canelos and the Jacobs of the world. And I believe that he can. He's done it before.
I mean, he's still in perfect position. He's still the WBC mandatory. So, I mean, if he keeps on winning, that status would never go away. Canelo got to either vacate or fight him pretty soon.
Yeah, I don't think Canelo wants to fight him, though. I think Canelo he's bigger than the belts right now. So, I think he's just going to give it up.
I mean, one thing.
Stay on the zone and do what he wants to do.
One thing that was funny that I read and Ness interpreted for me was Canelo put a post out and said, whatever fans think I'm ducking, I listen and I run towards that.
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like at this point, it's like Canelo is just like bigger than the belts right now. He's just going to like, I feel like Canelo's probably going to try to fight in Mexico one time, Mexico City, probably like in front of 100,000 people, try to be like the next AJ or something. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to fight Charlo.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right. Well, we got through another one. We were just here to kind of give you an update. This is new news today. Jamel Charlo, both back, Barclays Center, Tony Harrison versus Jamel. And you have Willie Monroe Jr. out of Rochester, New York versus Jamal. And we also have a rumor of Dominic Brazil on the undercard. Final thoughts are, you know, I'm happy that finally these things are starting to start rolling, you know, in terms of these new dates and all this new content that both Fox and PBC on Showtime are supposed to put out. I'm ready to see that. Ready to see some Canelo too. See what the Zone has in store for Canelo on December 19th. And yeah, man, if we get some other hot button topics, we'll be back. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
And Canelo will not be fighting on December 19th, but he will be fighting on December 15th. And like the card. I mean, the only fight that I don't like, I mean, I can't say I don't like it because I do understand it, but you know, Charlo versus Harrison, so we'll see how that plays out. But Jamal, Willie Monroe got a little beef. You guys got to settle it, so ready to see that. I'm their host. You can find me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Robbie.
Yeah, it's good to get these dates, see these fighters, you know, back in the ring. Obviously, I like the Charlos. I like to see them fighting, exciting fighters to watch. But I just think it's a shame they're not going to be fighting in their hometown. You're going to have to keep making people go over to New York to watch them. But yeah, and Brazil did actually on his Instagram say he's happy to announce.
So, Rob, AJ is from
the intro and my outro. That's great.
Is AJ from Wembley?
Pretty close, yeah. He's London. So, yeah, he's from London. So, thanks for coming back on me on that and wasting some of my intro time, outro time.
He said Wembley like it was a goddamn city or something over there.
I didn't know how close it was.
Yeah, it's close enough. It's London, so.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you got that. I mean, that country's small, though.
It is, yeah. So, everywhere's close. Everywhere's a hometown fight. But, yeah, so check yourself when you're trying to come at me.
But, I don't know nothing about that side of the world.
Yeah, clearly. All you know is that we're just you know, bunch of sheep. But all we know is any another stutterer that side of the
world. What? If I ain't 750, if I ain't 750, I'm
shout out to me. That was my Patreon question that made all these fucking headlines across the fucking boxing world this weekend. Eddie Hearn's impression, because I got that out of Wilder. All the headlines. So yeah, Robbie Hearn, Robbie Weatherall, bringing out the news out of these fighters. I'm gonna get behind that camera soon, and I'm gonna start making it all slot into place, put them under pressure, just like Nez thinks he's gonna go after Eddie next time. I need a wilder interview.
All right, huh? We'll be seeing Eddie more. All right,
maybe, I don't know.
No, what's the matter?
I mean, New York City is a long way away.
Oh, is it? Oh, fuck out of here!
It is.
You're such a fucking bullshit.
The traffic is like, yo, $100 in parking, damn. It's like $67 to park, man.
Yeah, I guess you're
like, look, today they were in like Manhattan. I'm like, man, fuck that. It's cold, bro. 43 degrees out there. I'm going to Manhattan for an open workout. Eddie thinks this is London. He's crazy.
It's cold.
Bro, 43 is cold. What the fuck are you talking about? Ask Mike, is he cold?
It's about 43 here, Nez. It's good.
But that's the argument I'm making, Rob. Eddie thinks it's London, and he's having open media workouts outside at 43 degrees.
That's why you guys are like so pale over there.
That's why ain't nobody go.
All I hear is excuses. It's cold. I didn't do the fitness challenge because it was raining.
Hey, just know those things must be factored in.
It's all good. But yeah, follow me, Instagram and Twitter, UK Rob TBV.
Twitter.
I love it. Mike, at least I know how to use Twitter. You tried it.
Are you going to give you fucking stuff?
I already did.
Yeah, but whenever he tags anyone on Twitter, he does like three people with their he at them, and then one he just writes it.
I don't at people.
All right, good night, UK sheep. You lose again. We have more legit boxing fans than UK sheep, and I am proud to say that we have more real boxing fans. So you guys have a good night, you real boxing fans, and enjoy.
Peace.
Bye-bye.